Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Look at all the corruption in this family. It's tremendous corruption. Nobody's ever seen. I mean, that laptop, nobody has ever seen anything like that. He's gone into hiding.
President Trump's comments on Fox and Friends, this after President Trump says the FBI should be investigating Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his son Hunter over the information that was discovered purportedly on that laptop belonging to Hunter Biden. Election Day is 2 weeks away from today, and President Trump will be campaigning in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. The president appearing with the First Lady at an airport rally in Erie. Former Vice President Joe Biden holding no campaign events ahead of the debate set for Thursday, but his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, will be in Michigan today, a place where the former vice president visited on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
The final Trump-Biden debate will give the moderator the opportunity to mute microphones to prevent candidates from interrupting when the other person is scheduled to talk. The Trump campaign crying foul over the rule but still saying that President Trump will participate despite the rule change. Regarding this rule change, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer reminding everyone,
2-minute buzzer is only at the beginning of each segment. That's the only time the candidates will be muted. For the rest of it, they're going to be able to go back and forth with each other. And as you know, and I think you believe this too, it would behoove the president to interrupt a little bit less.
Fleischer speaking there on Fox News. The streaming service Disney Plus is providing longer warnings on classic films, noting that they may contain racist stereotyping. The streaming service adding the warning to classics such as Dumbo, The Aristocrats, and Peter Pan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
A 73-year-old Vietnam veteran and supporter of President Trump was assaulted in Massachusetts.
The incident unfolded Saturday when the veteran and another person were holding pro-Trump signs and flags in Douglas, Massachusetts. A woman identified as 34-year-old Kiara Dudley approached the couple and began to berate them, demanding they leave. The Douglas PD says as the couple tried to move away, the suspect continued to follow them and bumped the gentleman with her body. At one point, the party stepped on the victim's veterans for Trump sign, and as he bent over to pick it up, she knocked him to the ground, causing an injury to his finger. The woman was arrested and charged with assault and battery on an elderly person, causing injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States is now more than 220,000. More than 8.2 million cases have been confirmed. With fall and winter ahead, Dr. Peter Hotez tells CNN we need to be on our guard.
The key is now hanging on now for the next four or five months, where we're going to enter what may be the worst period during this epidemic. As bad as it's been, it's about to get worse, and that's based on projections about a fall-winter surge as people are indoors more. Institute for Health Metrics and Philadelphia projections showing a steep rise in the number of new cases and deaths, unfortunately.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally on the radio in 27 languages.
With over 100,000 views on social media, the Tide Ministry's popular series of Albanian TV programs, Time to Talk, has gone viral as word spreads across Albania through increased use of social media during the COVID-19 pandemic. Viewer response has been overwhelming. The programs bring comfort to audiences facing turmoil due to social restrictions and isolation. Through Time to Talk, people are also gaining great wisdom and experiencing hope and healing during the tensions that can arise when living in close quarters with family members for long periods of time. One listener shared that hearing guests on the program share their experiences has helped him live out advice from the Bible in a practical way.
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus and finding hope in the midst of crisis through the Tide Ministry in Albania, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, social media, the big tech, has canceled any reporting about the Bidens and what's been happening there. Peter Schweitzer reported on this a number of years ago, and so really, in terms of new news, it really isn't that new. It's just that the rest of the media and others are starting to catch up with this. Well, if you feel like you want the whole truth and nothing but, M.A. Taylor is with us and back with us. We have it's such a privilege to talk to him. He directed this damning new documentary, which is narrated, speaking of which, narrated by best-selling author Peter Schweitzer. It shines sunlight on the close ties between Joe Biden's family and the Chinese elite. M.A., welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you? Okay, I'm not hearing him. Okay, the name of the new documentary is called Riding the Dragon. Do we have M.A. with us now? Matt, are you with us? Okay.
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay, here you are. Well, good to have you back with us to talk about, perfect timing on this new documentary, Riding the Dragon.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And yes, this is a critical piece that is missing, because this is the most unvetted candidate probably in U.S. history who's running for the most important office in America. And since the media won't vet them, and since the big tech oligarchs are going to block it, we felt it was our duty to put together this information and allow people to see who they potentially may be voting for and how he would act as a president were he to become the president of the United States.
Well, certainly the last two Democratic offerings, I mean, you can make it all three, really, from Obama to Clinton and now Biden, there's no scrutiny, there's no vetting, it's been minimal. This information, as I mentioned in the introduction, Peter Schweitzer's put it out there, and, and I've talked to Peter on a couple of occasions, and I said, are you surprised, whether we're talking about the Clinton Foundation or the Biden family, this sort of thing, he put it out there in his books, 2.5-3 years ago, and it seems like it takes about 3 years and the media catches up with it, and it's like, like breaking news and going, well, actually, Peter broke that about 3 years ago. Thank you for catching up, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that is also one of the things that the media might do sometimes, is they might very briefly cover a story to say, look, it's old news. Mm-hmm. It's one of their favorite ploys. Oh, yeah, we covered that. We put Hunter Biden's name and one story at one time, and then it's done. If this was any other candidate, they would be covering it every day forever. It would be the other candidate. They'd be covering it every day, every minute, every second, every word. And so the fact that these deals are so dangerous and they threaten the national security of this country is appalling. Because these really are dangerous. I would say in some ways these are more dangerous than even the Clinton Foundation due to kind of the nature of how they function.
Right, exactly. Well, and the fact of the matter is this has been going on for a long time. I mean, we've already been compromised, and we're just slowly but surely, the rest of America is waking up to what the Bidens particularly have done. But this seems to be a regular disease proffered by Democrats, whether it's the Clintons or the Bidens, and God only knows who else. Riding the Dragon, the Bidens' Chinese Secrets, this is a documentary that really had to come out, didn't it?
It did, because again, you know, as you said, this is kind of a systemic issue. It's been going on for a very long time. You know, clearly when Joe Biden was given control of the Asian pivot back in 2012, the deals started rolling in. Mm-hmm. And of course, Hunter Biden is connected to Chris Hines, who is the stepson of John Kerry. And of course, Hillary Clinton was also in the Obama administration. So this seems to have happened among, you know, administration wide in that period of time. And the thing is if Joe Biden were to become president, the problem is the Chinese invested a lot of money into their asset being Joe Biden.
Right.
And so if he were to become president, they would come back, you know, and they want payback. So we kind of, you know, my opinion and how the movie places it, that he is essentially bought and paid for, you know, right now. And so the only way to prevent that deal from continuing is to make sure he never becomes president of the United States and hence does not compromise us with our greatest enemy in the world.
Well, Matt, this was the same thing. I mean, Hillary Clinton was set up the same way. And Hillary Clinton couldn't bring in the goods. She couldn't deliver. And so, you know, there goes a bit of the squash on the Clinton Foundation. But she was, you know, she was making hay while the sun was shining, and as Peter reported. And so it seems that what didn't work for the Clintons is now working for the Bidens. But it makes you wonder, it says, wait a minute, like you say, this is systemic. I mean, what other families are we, you know, looking at down the road? And I only ask that question maybe a bit rhetorical, only because we've got to, you know, I want you to really get into depth here on Riding the Dragon and explain to the audience just how many tentacles are involved here. I mean, first of all, I'm one of the things that that the mainstream media or even any cable stations are not reporting on is that we saw actual video of Hunter Biden getting on and off the plane of Air Force Two with his father. And, you know, they don't even bring that up. And Judicial Watch did a deep dive on that and discovered that he'd actually been on the plane over 800 times with his dad during this period of time. So you think he was there to carry his luggage or just to, you know, play chess with him on Air Force Two?
I mean, look, you know, of course, if you have a son, you might want to bring him along on a trip to China because that sounds like a lot of fun. But the reality of it is that December 4th, 2013 trip after Joe Biden was given basically control over the Asian pivot and he became our primary diplomat to Asia. 10 days later, Hunter Biden company gets a concession of $1 billion and eventually $1.5 billion from the Chinese government. So, you know, what was Hunter doing for 10 days? How did it work? And the problem is that there are negotiations, official state negotiations that Joe Biden is participating in.
Exactly.
About very, very important topics like theft of IP, national security, the South China Seas. So the question is, what concessions is Joe Biden making so that the Chinese government feels a need to invest in his son? Because a very important point that people don't really think about in this story is that if I'm a government or a major company and I want to hire, say, Bill Gates to consult with me because he's an expert. Hunter Biden is an expert on nothing. He knows
right.
nothing about energy. He knows nothing about the military. He knows nothing about nothing. So why would you give this gentleman this much money if he provides nothing? So you have to provide something strategically.
Yeah, well, Matt, what you point out here clearly is that we know what the pro was, you know, but the quid, we do know that as far as the quid pro quo is concerned, the quo was what Hunter Biden brought back with him. He bought brought back lots of pro, and Joe Biden, who went over there as our primary negotiator, came back with bupkis. So no quid, but lots of pro, and America's supposed to be okay with that?
No, of course not.
Of course not. Okay, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. We're talking with Matt Taylor right here on Bill Martinez Live.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. This is why you get this information that you receive every day, is because we're not beholden to anybody. We're certainly not beholden to the Chinese. They don't have control, and certainly if they did control us, we wouldn't be talking with M.A. Taylor, who is the director of this damning new documentary, which is narrated by best-selling author Peter Schweizer, Riding the Dragon, The Biden's Chinese Secrets. As we said before the break, what was happening here as Joe Biden, when he took over the pivot there in the Pacific, that in representing the United States, he was supposed to be the grand negotiator, right? So he goes and meets with the Chinese and with President Xi, and I guess he ended up with some drinks and a pat on the back, but came back with bupkis, came back with nothing. But the person that scored big was Hunter Biden. He was the one that came back. So quid pro quo, the quid was the United States rolled over, and the pro was what Hunter Biden got in terms of millions and over $1 billion worth of reward to kind of just pat Joe on the head and put the proverbial screws to the American people. And MA, as you were saying earlier, the major issue about this is that what China was doing to us wasn't passive. I mean, the things that were happening there with China were things that actually injured and hurt America's future and our foreign policy. But yet you got Joe Biden claiming to be the champion of foreign policy.
Absolutely. I mean, look, this is something that's very important for the listeners to understand. China invests in America all over the place. They invest in companies, Chinese businessmen, even the Chinese government, right? But again, when they helped create Bohai Harvest, which was Hunter's company, This company helped China invest in things that specifically hurt America. They did not invest in Disney. They did not invest in Honda. They did not invest in things that wouldn't matter. Or even they did some real estate deals, but some of the things that they invested in, for example, China General Nuclear, allowed espionage of American nuclear secrets. And one of the worst ones, I think, is when Bohai Harvest joined up with AVIC, the aviation company in China, to buy Hennigis, which is a Michigan-based company that makes dual-use technology. These are the technologies that are in the F-35 fighter plane, and these technologies will now have been transferred to the Chinese through Hunter Biden, facilitated by Hunter Biden, which was ultimately facilitated by Joe Biden. So This is actually something that hurts America. All these deals hurt America. Even the Clintons did not invest. Every deal they made did not hurt American interests. They were shady. They were corrupt. They were bad. But every single deal that Hunter Biden made actually hurt America's position in the world and gave advantage to our enemy. And that is a critical, critical point. And Joe Biden knew about it 100%, no matter how much he says he did not.
Now, what you point out here, Matt, and I hope people are kind of catching what it is that you're breaking down for us, and that is, it would be one thing if the Chinese came directly to these varying companies, they would not be able to have access to Henninger's Automotive, for example, or AVIC. They wouldn't have direct access, but now with the Hunter Biden name, they're able to have free access, and they become a portal to the Chinese. The Chinese don't have to go through all the fuss or negotiations or even being turned down, because there would be certain things that they would not have access to, right?
Well, absolutely. And in some instances, the Obama administration would actually have to sign off on some of these deals, right? But again, they did sign off on some of these deals. And in some instances, with, say, China Moly, where they were helping transfer rare earth metals to the Chinese, The Obama administration actually tried to block China's obtaining these rare earth metals, and Hunter Biden facilitated it against the Obama administration, which shows that Look, it's very important to understand that these people do not care whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat or you have allegiances. They have allegiances to themselves, right? And so even the Obama administration was actually completely undermined by these deals, by his own vice president.
Exactly.
That's really important, you know, for people who support Joe Biden to understand that even they will be sold out. That was the point with the Clintons. The Clintons did not support Democrats. They supported themselves. Mm-hmm. And so this is a similar situation because, again, these deals, the setup that Joe Biden facilitated for his son got access to things that Goldman Sachs would not get access to or Deutsche Bank would not get access to. He got them solely and specifically. And since he's an expert of nothing, how did he get them and why is he there?
And the thing that's hard for me, M.A., to process is Barack Obama, the micromanager that he was. How could this happen? I mean, you keep hearing things where, you know, whether it's, the Biden family or even Dr. Fauci doing things against the will of the president and kind of backdooring a $3 million investment in that Wuhan laboratory. And supposedly Barack Obama had told Dr. Fauci not to do it. And now here's another instance where this is conceivably even bigger than the 20% sale of uranium to the Russians.
Well, absolutely. I mean, again, it's one of those things where this is the problem with our government in general. It operates autonomously, and our elected officials have found ways to enrich themselves. How do you become a multimillionaire when you are federally capped at $180,000 a year? You did not go to Washington to self-enrich yourself. Mm-hmm. Went to Washington to do good, not to do well. And so I think that this is systemic. We talked about it a little bit earlier, how this is just one. It's a major example because this gentleman may become the president, just like Hillary Clinton could have become the president. But it is systemic, and I think that you have these officials that go into the Beltway, and they figure out ways to jury-rig the system to self-enrich. And the problem with this one particularly, again, is the dangerous manner in which they found to self-enrich themselves.
Exactly.
It's the selling of our technology. It's the allowing the Chinese to have an advantage. It's one thing if you're investing in oil or you're getting earmarks for roads or baseball stadiums. This is way beyond that because this will set the United States back for decades if the Chinese are allowed to advance.
Isn't this treason?
Well, this is the problem with these deals. This is not illegal. This is not an illegal operation. You know, he is allowed to sit on these boards. He is allowed to get these concessions. You know, that is the problem. You know, again, it is, if you fundamentally boil it down, this is a roadmap to how Joe Biden will make decisions. These, if you give him an A and a B, and A is good and B is bad, this shows that over and over and over again, he always chooses B every time. So, yes, it's not illegal to do this. Again, the Chinese invest in America all the time. We invest around the world. The problem is I'm choosing to undermine the United States versus make money some other way.
For me, M.A., I look at this, and on its face, I see this as treasonous. You say, well, it's not against the law. Well, maybe it should be. I mean, because, for Hillary Clinton to, sell off 20% for the Biden family, and it's not just Hunter. I mean, we're focusing on Hunter, but, you know, his brother, his sister. I mean, this is a family business, is it not?
It is. I mean, it's borderline the mafia. You know, they're all involved. They're all getting concessions. They're all making deals, you know. And again, it's one of the things. Maybe it should be illegal. Maybe it should be investigated. But as we see with our government, they have to make rules for themselves.
Exactly. Matt, we've got to leave it there. So how can people access it? Real quick, we got 5 seconds.
You have BidenFilm.com and YouTube and The Blaze.
Riding the Dragon, the Biden's Chinese Secrets. M.A. Taylor has been with us. Matt, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs, and save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event, you'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items, and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
"We're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle."
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, "Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50," or "Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas." Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday-dash for more information.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States is now more than 220,000. That's more than any country in the world. More than 8.2 million cases have been confirmed. With exactly 2 weeks until the election, President Trump spending his Monday campaigning in the Grand Canyon state.
This is an election that's a choice between a Trump recovery at the highest end or a Biden depression. This is all a choice between getting a safe vaccine or really a lockdown. And it's a choice between the American dream or a totally socialist nightmare.
President Trump campaigning in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden off the campaign trail until the debate Thursday night. More news always online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, for 14 years, the Coors Light Lineage program has recognized, highlighted, and honored the achievements of emerging Latino leaders through an online public voting competition, a national campaign, and robust community outreach. Richard Montez was named the 2020 Coors Light Lineage of the Year, and his award included a $25,000 grant to the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities, a nonprofit whose mission is to champion and cultivate Hispanic talent and success by developing creative and innovative practices currently implemented by college campuses across the nation through HACU. Rich's work beyond HACU extends to community service in the local area. For the past 7 years, he served as board chair at Inner City Development, a San Antonio nonprofit that serves the most economically marginalized neighborhood in Bexar County and the same area where he grew up. His dedication to the mission of HACU and his other community involvement initiatives have been greatly influenced by his childhood. Richard, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here with you all today, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. And I'm excited to tell you about the Coors Light Leadership Program and to tell you a little bit about what we're doing at HACU to change students' lives.
Well, exactly. I mean, for you, it has made a tremendous impact. And, you know, congratulations for being, you know, this year's winner. So tell us more about the program.
Well, yes, it's amazing. It's an amazing honor. I mean, what a cool program, right? Highlighting the work that Latino leaders are doing in their respective communities to address some of the most pressing challenges facing our communities across the country. The Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities is one of those nonprofits who's working to make change in higher education for Latinos. We represent over 500 colleges and universities across the United States, Latin America, and Spain. And our association really works together programmatically and on the side of legislation to make sure that we are, one, offering scholarship and internship opportunities to students at our membership campuses, but also working with leaders across the U.S. in Washington and in localities across the country to keep Hispanic higher education at the top of the conversation. In addition to all that work, we also host professional development opportunities, education summits, and a host of other collaborations that really are meant to bring resources and opportunity to students and open doors for them to help sort of break some of these challenges and cycles that so many first-generation college students are finding themselves in. We like to think that we are one of the top resources out there to help move them forward in that journey.
You know, Richard, one of the things I especially appreciate about the program is that you're working in your own, you know, in your own community. So often people can be successful and they go out and, you know, their career takes them away from their community. And, in fact, sometimes when they come back home, they don't quite recognize it because they've just been away from it. And, I can tell you at times there's been some regret for those leaders, and you know, and this program facilitates and makes a way for, you know, Latino leaders to be involved with their local community and continue the investment because they grew out of that community, and you know, the natural expression is that you want to reinvest you know, back into your community to bring other right. You know, other people along with you, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I so much appreciate you bringing up that point, Bill. Yes, you know, I'm here. I'm an example of someone who, went to college. I'm a first generation high school graduate, first of all. And then, of course, a first generation college graduate. And I've seen firsthand in my own personal experience how challenging it is to be able to break some of those difficult cycles. And so, you know, whenever I get a chance to talk to folks, I always say, here's a call to action, because one of the most crucial components of helping underserved communities is for those of us who manage to break those cycles to come back.
Yes.
Now, you know, if you don't live in the neighborhood, that's okay. It's ideal, yes. But come back and lend a helping hand to somebody else who you think might be experiencing many of the same challenges that you did. Mentorship is such a crucial component to education in general. So yes, it is a call to action for people to return to their communities, to make a contribution and work to move the mark in people's lives. I'm really lucky to be able to do a lot of the community work I do through an organization called Inner City Development. We serve one of the most economically disadvantaged neighborhoods in the country. And there we provide recreational opportunities and opportunities to access basic needs for some of the poorest folks in our neighborhood. And there I serve as board chairman. And so much of what my leadership style is and the values that it's built on were founded through my work at Inner City Development. So I'm so happy to be here with you today to be able to highlight those things.
Well, you touch on something important, and that is that, you know, people will go where they're invited, and maybe that's a consideration for you, just only because you brought this up, and that is that there are Latinos, Hispanics out there that would like to come back, and maybe they're just not invited. Maybe if you said, you know, and there was a bit of an outreach to successful Hispanics to say, you know, come back, you know, even if this isn't your community, you know, here's your people, you know, and they want to hear, you know, from you, how you were able to become, you know, successful, and what did it take? You know, it's another story, another person, but a real life example of Hispanics going out in the marketplace, because, you know, I say time and time again, the basic culture of Latinos is hard work and a faithful ethic, you know, to their families and their, you know, their marriages and their kids. I mean, you know, this is what you and I grew up with, Richard. And maybe some people take that, some people in the Hispanic community take it for granted because it was always that way. But, you know, but we find out today in America's greater culture, they need an injection of these kind of values that the Hispanic people have grown up with. And we pattern and example that on a daily basis.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And as I mentioned before, I work my hardest every day, and I know that other leaders here in the city do it. And so I'll just say once again, this is your call, right?
Yes.
This is the call to Latinos who are out there who are successful in their industry, who have managed to get through college, to come back in some way or another, to come back and continue to give to folks who are facing challenges like they did. So this, whatever you want to call it, a call to action, an invitation,
yes,
a hand, you know, reaching out, please come back, help us to continue to build this community. And so much of what we know as a culture, you're right, is foundational, that
yes,
connection to family. So I'll leave you with this before we move on. Again, I'm very thankful to Molson Coors for putting this program together, for highlighting the work that emerging Latinos are doing. And I'm just one person in the U.S. who's doing important work. All of you out there who are doing work in your communities, in those nonprofits, advocating for Latinos in education and every other sector, I mean, I'm so open to working together as an ecosystem, which is necessary, right, to be able
right,
to move the marker forward for the Latino community. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to your listeners about that.
Well, this is great, Richard, and it's quite the encouragement. And, you know, this is something that's been in our wheelhouse for a long time. You know, we're very excited about, you know, the promotion of these kind of efforts because, as you stated so clearly, it really starts with education in terms of being able to break the cycles of poverty and underserved communities, right?
That's right. The fundamental nature of education is so important. And I'm lucky to be in a city here in San Antonio where we have universal pre-K. That means that students who are 3 and 4 years old can access pre-K opportunities and really set that foundation for education to give them an opportunity to level the playing field and be successful in their life.
You see, if I was there in San Antonio, I'd probably be 200 pounds heavier, I got to tell you, Richard, just because of the fajitas and, you know, homemade tortillas and everything. I mean, I'd be done in. But I've always enjoyed it whenever we've gone through San Antonio. What a great market and just a great bunch of people there. Richard Montez has been our guest, believes that true leadership only happens when love and empathy are paired with real-world experience. And he is the Coors Light Lidier's program champion and winner of $25,000.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs. And save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event. You'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
we're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle.
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50, or Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas.
Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday-dash for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And we have the attorney, contributor, Town Hall, WND, and Christian Post. Rachel Alexander joins us now. Hey, Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, always good to have you here to talk about, especially in light of this recent reveal and overreach by big tech. We've seen this as a big problem. We've been talking about this for years. Legislators have said, look, we've got to do something about this Section 230 law that somehow and falsely identifies big tech as a utility as opposed to a publisher. But you see them acting more like publishers day in and day out, and even more so during this election cycle.
Yeah, this is way out of control. And, you know, this Alan Bakari, who's an investigative tech reporter for Breitbart, has just written the most, you know, mind-boggling book, you know, revealing all of this, called Deleted: Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. Mm. And in it, he goes over so many things that big tech is doing. I mean, you couldn't find all this stuff on your own just doing a search on the internet. And so thankfully, you know, he does this, you know, full time, looks into this kind of stuff, and he's put it all together. And, you know, it basically comes down to they're lying and saying that they, you know, censor content, restrict it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. When in reality, when they are doing these actions, it is mainly to target conservatives, and that is why they are taking these actions. And we've had proof, you know, we've had that Dr. Epstein tell Congress, you know, that millions of votes were changed by Google in the 2016 election.
Right. And of course, we know that the CEO of Google announced that night that this would never happen again, that Donald Trump would never be reelected. So as much as it would count on them, and I got to imagine there was a backroom deal with Dorsey and with also Zuckerberg, you know, these big tech giants have come together as a collusive effort to make sure Donald Trump does not get reelected. And they've got their fingers all over and their thumbs on the scale to such a degree, Rachel, that they're undermining the whole process, that even worse than what happened in 2016, where the people were told by big tech and all these journalists that Hillary Clinton was going to run away with it, it was going to be an easy win, and now here we are, deja vu one more time, where you've got, you know, numbers of like 12%, Joe Biden leading, and creating this narrative that Joe Biden has got to win. There is no way that Donald Trump is going to win. So I think that what they end up doing is suppressing the vote. I mean, they talk about voter suppression. I think they're going to suppress the vote even on their side, where people are going to say, why should I bother to vote? Because it's a shoo-in anyway. And maybe even on the Republican and conservative side, they're saying, hey, why should I vote? Joe Biden's going to win anyway. But we'll know on November the 3rd. And of course, we're already seeing the response, the return on mail-in votes, that people are animated. I mean, we've got a lot of people voting. We just got to make sure they're voting the right way, I guess, if we can say it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so complicated, you know, how this has all turned out. And, you know, the Babylon Bee, the favorite satire site, had a great article on how, you know, big tech is trying to stop voter suppression by suppressing voters itself. And so, you know, that they are doing everything they can to tip it. But, you know, I think the ironic part is no matter how hard they are trying to suppress conservative voters, which, you know, for example, Google will have the results of a search for, you know, a certain election or politician to favor the Democrats and, you know, unfavor the conservatives. Well, no matter how hard they're trying, despite the fact they control so much of this, I think there's just too much of the internet out there that they can't quite all get around, and so people are still fairly informed.
Right, exactly. Well, the other thing that happens, Rachel, if you want people to really hang on to something, try and take it away from them. And what they're doing is the exact opposite. They're you know, choking down the bandwidth on a story from the Washington Post, and all it's done is cause more interest. I mean, you know, Peter Schweitzer had this story out over 3 years ago about the Biden family foundation. I say foundation, but it's actually the business that he reported on. All this stuff, I mean, this has been out there, you know, for over 3 years, but now, thank you very much, because of what Dorsey and others are doing, this is really bringing it to the forefront. And of course, it's all converging because of the reveal that Hunter Biden, oh yeah, by the way, left a laptop. We're not talking a loose email that went off to some errant girlfriend. We're talking laptops of information. I mean, this is, you know, how arrogant Hunter Biden must be to think that he could just be so reckless with this kind of information, and he's going to end up bringing down his father in this whole deal.
Well, the reason I think that he was so arrogant is because the left has always had it easy. They have always had the media and all these other, you know, segments of society on their side, so they don't have to try hard.
Mm-hmm.
So they get sloppy. You know, us conservatives, we have the harder argument. We have the more complex argument. We don't get to play Santa Claus and just, you know, give the emotional argument that is super easy to understand. So,
right.
Yeah, Hunter got sloppy. He's an entitled rich kid, and, you know, unlike the Trump entitled rich kid, he doesn't think he actually has to try harder.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing, too, that's missing out of the equation is just a sense of integrity. I mean, just being honest. You know, and this is the thing about people who lie, is that you'll be found out, and hopefully for your own good, you're found out sooner than later. But in this particular case with Hunter, Hunter's been getting away with this for so long that his lie has really kind of mushroomed and snowballed into all kinds of devious activity here that is being said that's on his hardtop, including, you know, pedophilia. I mean, whoa, are you kidding me? I mean, this thing gets nastier and dirtier by the minute.
Yeah, I'm hearing people say, I mean, how can Biden even become president if his, you know, son has child pedophilia on there? Because then he's going to be subjected to blackmail and all kinds of other horrible things. So this is not over with. And I think it's just hurting the Democrats. And, you know, like you said, these polls are a joke. Nobody believes them. I think Trump's actually going to win with a fairly large margin. I'm predicting, you know, He lost to Hillary technically 2% because of the
right.
popular vote. But I think it's going to be he's going to win with more of a significant margin than he did with Hillary.
Yeah. Well, I know many people from your lips to God's ears were hoping that would be the case because otherwise all these things, the FBI corruption, Rachel, you know, just go down the whole list of stuff. Hillary, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, all this stuff goes under the carpet. It's ignored. There's no follow-up. The Durham investigation doesn't happen. And we have got to, if we're going to get this country back on track, we've got to go through the pain of dealing with the truth to realize what we've been subjected to and what maybe even innocently we participated in because we didn't know better because we were lied to by the mainstream media and all these other political apparatchiks that have misserved the American people.
Yeah, this is the last 4 years that we may have, and if Trump wins, which I think he will, but yeah, he can't just sweep things under the rug. You know, things like the Affordable Care Act have just been swept under the rug the last 4 years, even though we controlled the Senate and the presidency. And we're not going to have another 4 years after this one, very likely. So we've got to get on these issues right after he's elected and during that sweet spot.
Yeah, there has to be a high sense of urgency. I said this even on, when he first came in, and of course, this alleged peaceful transition of power that was supposed to take place, which has all become a big joke, and yet it's the Democrats insisting on a peaceful transition. Maybe they should listen to their, their own words. What do you think?
They're totally contradictory. Out of one side of their mouth, they say, okay, this is not going to be a peaceful transition of power. And then on the other side, they say, we need to have a peaceful transition of power. They're just trying to have it both ways so they can try to blame Trump no matter what happens.
Well, and they're trying to come up with this stupid story that Trump somehow is going to, chain himself to the desk and not be removed out of the Oval Office. I mean, come on, you got to be kidding me.
No, they just make up whatever sounds so preposterous. And, the good news is, unless you're reading the Drudge Report or one of these stupid publications, you're pretty much immune from a lot of it. I mean, they're still silly. They're not even picking up coverage in some of the mainstream media.
Right, exactly. Well, Rachel, Amy Coney Barrett, is going to be approved by the Senate, barring a last-minute letter or memo that falls out of the desk of Dianne Feinstein. She should be sent out of the Judiciary Committee onto the Senate and should be confirmed before the election, right?
It's looking like it. Unless they can pull out something that I haven't heard of, I don't see there's any way they can stop it.
Yeah, I mean, what a quality candidate, and I have been saying to our listeners that, she's really made America proud in as much as that here's another quality individual, just like Brett Kavanaugh, young man that was committed to service and, the years of commitment and serving, the American people in government and as a judge, and her the same way. I mean, her family is just such a stellar example of, what right living looks like, and where else could she have lived this life but in the United States of America?
It's wonderful. They just weren't even able to smear her. And, lucky for her, she's not a man, or, they probably would have pulled the sexual harassment card. But
well, Hinono tried to bring it out. She tried, which makes you wonder, is there something there in them thar hills that she would ask if she's ever been, has she ever sexually assaulted somebody? I mean, but leave it to the senator from Hawaii. But we got to leave it there. Rachel Alexander, the attorney contributor to Town Hall, WND, and Christian Post, right here. Thank you, Rachel. Take care.
Thank you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.